Ooh, it's so bright.
Can you give me the basics?
Negotiating the first bite of an apple. I was just fumbling with that. I've been eating apples for 100 and a half more. Yet I still will struggle with my initial attempt, only landing half a bite, drag my teeth over an inch of the apple's surface, without much purchase. The skin torn, with just a taste in my mouth, a baby bite, a nibble fit for my 8-month-old nephew. He's only beginning to eat and learning the ways of negotiating food. My hope is that he can learn sooner than it's taking me. One tip I can impart: when you're picking an apple, look for one that is scaly, as my friend Dave would say, in the best way possible. Don't rely on that shine. A red delicious is often only red. So, eat the natural-looking apple. And while you're at it, eat the whole apple. That's something I've effectively learned. You can eat the entire apple, and it won't hurt you. And you're left without a core. As my friend Josh would say, eat it like a horse. Eat straight through it, from one side to the other. Don't save the core for last, because it's not the best bites. And actually, specifically, apples can hurt you a little bit. I once ate 3 whole apples in one sitting. My stomach felt bad, because apple seeds contain arsenic. So, heads up.
It's a beautiful day in the Gulch.
That was beautiful.
Yeah, thanks. That was a guest poem by Addison Rogers. We're here at the drive-in movie theater, where I guess we're free to speak as loudly as we please.
I hope so.
I'm trying to suss that out.
Yeah.
I really like the point about scaly apples. Because there's nothing worse than biting into a delicious-looking apple, only to find it's mealy and dry.
Totally.
Nothing worse than a mealy apple.
I would say, I got some apples recently. I've been eating a lot of apples. And actually, I brought some apples for us if we want them as a snack.
Ooh.
Yeah. Apples and some beers in that cooler there. I recently got a couple apples that I hadn't interacted with before. They looked real good. And then I decided to get a small red delicious that looked like an illustration. It was so good looking. When I eventually had it, it was just like devoid of any life. It wasn't mealy, actually, but it was just like, not even overly dry. It was just dry in general, and just was a real bad experience.
Yeah, pure disappointment. Yeah. You really never know what you're going to bite into, too. I guess that's the thrill of the apple that no one really talks about.
It sure is.
I think maybe, should we get snacks to begin with? You're not hungry?
No, I said I'm hungry.
Let's get some snacks, or concession, rather. Totally.
All right, so where are we, Addison?
Oh, we're at the Starlight Drive-In in Bloomington, Indiana. It's been here for a long time. It started to get renovated with some new owners over the last few years. They've done a lot of good things to it. Or it's here on the left.
I smell popcorn.
Yeah, wow, that's Goonies, new. Sweet. There's a Goonies mural.
Do you think it's complete?
It looks like it's in...
Yeah. It's kind of ghastly. The children's faces are...
They're all like a waxy, just a figure.
Yeah, like two holes and eyes and a mouth.
Yeah, there's a little definition. Looks like they all got caught in a fire.
Yeah.
Real bad.
They're all the... What's the monster from that movie? What's he called?
Sloth.
Yeah, they're Sloth. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is a good vibe in here. Oh, wait, is the line on the other side?
There's been some pretty long lines in there. Lots of different things here.
Oh, yeah. Hey, cut your coworker.
My friend Nick. I saw two guys here that I know, and both are named Nick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was Nick Abreu, and the other guy is Nick Karn.
Oh, cool.
But I saw two different Nicks here within 30 minutes. How long have we been here?
Oh, less than that. 15 minutes, maybe?
Yeah, we really have just arrived. We're just settling in. We're in line for the concessions.
Totally.
I'm really hungry.
I was just in Bloomington Foods, and there was a guy who caught me and said, like, Nick? And I said, oh, no, Addison. He goes, oh, okay, does that register? And I was like, no, no. Have a good day. And I walked up and realized he probably was talking about Nick Dietrich. That now a couple times people have been like, Nick? And it really, like, put me in a spot afterwards. Before, I was very flattered. And then I started thinking, like, if you've been in town long enough. I'm not saying I'm famous or nothing, but I've been around long enough and put my face out there.
Yeah, it's
so
like,
it definitely feels like.
It's like, how long has Nick lived in town?
Exactly. Like, that makes me think of it, too.
Like, he's been back for, like, a year, maybe?
Less, it feels like. But I also understand he's got a new thing. Everybody is loving. And, I'm flattered to be mistaken for that fellow, no doubt.
Yeah, you got some new things going on. That's true.
Yeah, are we teasing that, or are we saving this
holiday record?
Yeah, that's right. We have a new record that comes out tomorrow, as it turns out, on Bandcamp. Yeah.
Tomorrow is in now? Tomorrow is in today? Tomorrow?
Today's tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So we should
like
say the
October
date.
12th.
October 12th. So by the time people hear it,
yes,
it'll be out on Bandcamp.
On Bandcamp. And then in early November, like November 4th or something, that Friday, it's going to come out everywhere on streaming. Worldwide streaming.
Worldwide streaming.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Which I think means that tomorrow is just the announcement. We're treating it like, initially we were going to say like, and we believe this, that we're releasing on Bandcamp a month early because otherwise just everybody else gets like 90% of the record.
Yeah.
As far as the cuts go of people, you know, making some dough on it.
Yeah.
And Bandcamp is a great, you know, resource and stuff, and we're glad to be doing stuff on that platform.
Yeah, Bandcamp's good. I like
it. It is.
Yeah.
I remember hearing about it for the first time. I was just thinking about this with Ben Lumsdaine.
Yeah?
Yeah, because he had some music out, and I think MySpace was still around.
Yeah. Yeah, Bandcamp has had a curiously long lifespan, I think, that people take for granted.
I agree. But he said, like, I'm just putting it out on Bandcamp. And we were like, whoa, really? Might have also been, I don't know what other platforms that we were a part of, but... At that
Pure
point.
Volume?
Yeah. Last FM.
Yeah. Oh, what was that?
Reverb Nation?
Reverb Nation. I almost said Rock and Roll Nation or something. It had like a star for its like logo or something. It had a very kind of like pop punk, but like pop punk kind of vibe to it or something like in an old guy way or something. Like, it seemed like an old guy designed the website.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The guy's like, old now. Whoever designed it then is old now.
I don't know why I'm thinking like that, like, in that way, but...
This is backpedaling a little bit, but one time I was like at Bloomin' Foods, and someone was like, oh, hey, your brother was just in here. And I go, oh, I actually don't have a brother. And he's like, you don't? I go, no. He goes, oh... I swear Dave had two sons.
Whoa.
And I go, you're thinking of Sam and Adam Tornio. Yeah. And he goes, yeah, I am. It's like, no one's ever told you you're like a dead ringer for those boys?
Wow.
And I'm like, no.
I've never thought that in the past, but you saying it now with a couple of your expressions you just used.
Oh, wow.
Made me think of not either of the brothers, but of Dave.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I mean, another... group of folks I would definitely take as a compliment being mistaken.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it at all, but it was he was really assertive about how my brother was just there.
Yeah, sure.
Like, I didn't really play that up. He was kind of adamant that, like I was tricking him.
Yeah. I was with Sam before I got together with y'all.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, that's who I went to the spoon with. And he helped me, you know, shore up my poem a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We used to do this thing. I was a part of a, like, poetry club for a little while last year, and we'd have prompts each week.
What was it?
It was Poetry Club, Poetry Night, at the Cup and Kettle.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's
and
a good
so
spot for it.
He was working at Cats as well, and so he would come in to relieve me, and I would have worked on my poem all day. And then I would ask him, I just, you know, read it for him. And then occasionally he'd have a couple notes that were very helpful.
Yeah, that was a good poem. It was nice.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, it was nice to have more poems on the show.
Yeah, you read like a real one. Like, I'm always like kind of, I've been kind of slacking off a little bit, to be honest. I was like, wow, you went in on that. That was
yeah,
really
you went
good.
Hard.
Yeah, I was like,
well, I was very inspired impressed. By yourself and other folks. You definitely got a real good guys.
It kind of reminded me of one of mine.
Yes, I mean,
or
yeah.
the one about eating a tomato.
Oh, really? To me, it reminded me of the one where your mom gives you a bag of apples, and then they fall over, and you realize they're tennis balls.
Well, a lot of people write about apples and tomatoes.
Yeah, you know, not enough.
It's like you can't. Yeah, it'll never run out of. It'll never run out of steam.
Yeah.
From writing about trees and stuff.
Of course.
Yeah.
Which is cool. I mean, you know, again, there's gonna be a thing that people will write about. Trees are great. But.
Yeah.
There's also, yeah, I mean, come on, you could write about this half, this quarter of
it's a quarter Herbie of a Love Herbie
bug.
Car.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's like a skeleton dog on top of it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I like this interior in here.
This
I feel
is the first
like
time. Sorry.
Oh, no.
I've been here this year, and it definitely, they did something a little bit different. Well, I think they got a mural happening in here, too. It's cool they got murals outside and inside.
They're like not finished though.
I think this one's finished. This one seems complete to me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a Star Wars themed mural.
Uh-huh, for sure.
It's a Tatooine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very, you got your extended universe involved.
Yeah.
I don't think that's extended universe.
No, it's not.
Tatooine is just the universe of...
Yeah, I thought it was...
Tatooine.
Oh, Tatooine. Yeah. Okay.
It's like, what are you, it's like, so what have you been doing? You like drawing pictures, right? Well, actually now I've started tattooing my friends. I got this ink and needles and stuff. I've recently started tattooing my friends.
I don't know if that was
a very good
it
setup.
It was funny.
That was good. I was trying to think of a stick and poke joke.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't know enough about Star Wars.
Oh,
stick and poke.
Oh yeah, stick and poke. Han Solo killed that guy, I think, in one of the comics.
Yeah. He shot first. Yeah. You're gonna get a hot dog. I was here for my birthday a couple of years back, and during the second feature, I got a hamburger and two pieces of pizza, and I assembled a pizza burger sandwich. It was amazing. But you should only have it on your birthday.
Yeah.
It's not a light.
I want that
sort of affair.
Yeah.
I mean,
is that like an off-menu item?
I just had to buy all the items and then
you did it
I assembled it myself.
What's up with this bullet train movie?
Oh, it's just like some kind of like John Wick-esque movie. I saw a trailer for it.
I think me and Brad Pitt have the same hairdo in that Bullet Train movie, see?
Yeah. That's dead on.
That's pretty good.
You look exactly like
him. I remember seeing a trailer for that where it's like, I don't know. Looks kind of like Once Upon a Time in Hollywood or something like that. I don't know.
Could I please have
so
a hot
you
dog?
You guys are gonna do a show at the Buskirk?
The Buskirk Chumley, yeah. We're gonna be with Ross Gay. He's releasing a new book.
Oh, what's Ross's book?
Inciting Joy.
Inciting Joy?
Inciting Joy.
To my knowledge.
And what's your record called?
Good songs.
Good. Oh,
it seemed like they're pretty complimentary.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, put it together at first.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But yeah, it's going to be both of us there. And it should be a real hoot.
Yeah. That's going to be cool. I'm excited.
Thank you. Oh.
Yeah, they're awful. Oh, yeah, these things are stuck together.
They look cool, though.
What do you recommend I get? Could I get a corn dog?
Oh, yeah.
There was a little bit of a weight on corn dogs.
Oh, could I get a slice of pizza?
Wow. slice of pizza.
There's a wait on pizza too.
Oh, there's a wait on pizza too. Can I get an ice cream cone?
We are actually out of cones.
What?
We have the cup. We can get ice cream.
Okay. I'll get an ice cream cup.
You want chocolate syrup on that?
Yes, please. Thank you. And could I also get
yes.
I'll get some I'll just get the ice cream.
We have corn dogs.
Oh, I'll get one corn dog.
Oh,
do you still want the ice cream?
Yeah, I'll get both. Yeah.
And then did you say candy? Or were you kind of going on the fence?
I'll just get those two things.
Okay, so I have a corn dog and an ice cream.
Thank you.
This $3. Do you need your receipt?
Sure. No, thank you.
Nope.
Yep.
Can I go ahead with two corn dogs?
Nice.
Great. Oh, hey, great. Wow.
They're like little.
Yeah.
I like it.
I think that's going to be it.
Just two corn dogs?
Yeah, two corn dogs.
$4.
Great.
Oh, those nice hot dogs, Miles. What she got there?
Thanks.
There's ketchup down our
Oh, okay. I'll leave that one behind. You went with hot dogs.
I did. You got corn dogs?
I got corn dogs.
Are you going to dip them in ketchup, you think?
I was thinking about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I got mustard for now, but I also might get some ketchup.
Hey, right here.
You have both of them?
I just got one. Did you, Oh, I'll take both. I'll take both if it's okay. Hey, thank you.
What kind of ice cream? Oh, vanilla with chocolate? Here, you want to put it in the container?
Yeah. Thank you.
Actually, that doesn't.
No, it doesn't fit.
Great.
All right, we got snacks.
I know, we really, we need out like bandits.
Dude, I said that one time at Christmas.
Yeah.
And like my cousin said, how does a bandit make out?
Yeah.
It made me really self-conscious.
Was your cousin trying to put the moves on you?
Ooh. Well, no, it was, they were just trying to embarrass me, I think.
I almost got scared, but I see the small light of
The
Bluetooth speaker.
That's right.
Wow.
Boy, when you're in there for a second, it gets real dark outside.
All right. Gotcha. So what's happened in this movie so far? Oh, I remember this guy too. He's like wearing this sweater. He really likes ducks.
Is that the principal from Ferris Bueller?
Yeah.
Who turned out to be like a kind of a sicko?
Yeah.
Wait.
I think that's true.
Like the actual guy?
Yeah, the actual guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What? How so? What did he do?
Well, you know, sicko behavior. I don't really want to get into it.
You guys want a beverage?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So, let me relax. I got Miller Lite. I got a black cherry seltzer.
Maybe you can relax in a haunted house, but I can't.
Like a fancy beer too. I got Hellcat, and then I got a berry cider.
I'd like Miller Lite.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good.
They What do you want, buddy?
Can I get a Miller Lite?
Sure. Boy, you guys keep it easy. That's a tall boy.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Just for. Oh, this is a good scene. Oh yeah, classic. It's the small-minded guy.
Oh yeah.
Did we say what movie we're watching?
We're watching Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
This way, honey.
If you say it, he'll come around.
Beetlejuice.
There it is. Wow.
Did this is one of those movies that I've seen like literally like 100 times, but it's always good.
I don't, dude. I don't know what to do with your other ice cream.
I got it. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me finish eating this corn dog, and then I'll double fist the ice cream. Then I'm gonna drink the Miller Lite.
Sounds like you're on an express train to tummy ache, Bill.
I used to be so attracted to this alien zombie woman.
Mm-hmm. She's got all the colors. That skin is amazing.
Yeah, that would captivate a small child.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a recurring dream when I was a kid that I was in the world of Beetlejuice.
Your dream took place in the world of Beetlejuice?
Yeah, but the cartoon.
I love the cartoon as a kid. I had a couple of Beetlejuice toys. I remember actually one of them was Beetlejuice in his getup. And then his head would come off and turn into a shrunken head.
Oh, just like the one that was just on the screen?
Yeah. Or it might have flipped. Maybe his whole torso flipped. Something like that.
Whoa.
Yep. It was pretty cool. Yeah, it's a great movie.
I think I had that same toy.
Did you?
Yeah. The torso just flipped, and like the head would go into the torso.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that same thing.
Awesome.
Had a big crush on Winona Ryder too.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
She has really greasy hair.
She does.
Her bangs are like...
You want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thank you. Oh.
Trying to cut down myself.
What do you guys think Tim Burton's best movie is?
It might be... To be honest, I don't know if I've seen a single Tim Burton movie all the way through. I'm kind of movie deprived, especially things from the late 80s, early 90s.
What do you mean you've never seen these Tim Burton movies all the way through?
I said what I said.
You ever watch Batman or Batman Returns?
Yeah, you've never seen Batman?
No. I'm telling you, I'm late 80s, early 90s movie deprived.
I don't... What did you watch as a kid?
Yeah, what?
2000s movies.
What, so you never saw... you never saw the... any of, like, the Tim Burton movies from that era? Because he's made a ton of them.
I can't name. Did he do the Willy Wonka movie?
Yeah, he did the Willy Wonka movie.
I did see that, and I didn't like it. I didn't like
and
that.
And he made the Mad Hatter movie.
I didn't see that.
They're, like, very similar, I think. Did he do that Dr. Parnassus?
I didn't.
Oh, dude, I used to be so scared of this guy that was flattened.
Oh, totally, yeah.
He's just like flat, and he goes into that.
What a great sound for that!
I've been feeling a little flat.
I think this one. I think this is my favorite Tim Burton movie.
Because
I'm
hard
watching
to
it right now.
Yeah. Sure. What about Pee Wee Herman? Have you seen Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, Pee-wee's Big
Adventure. That's definitely my favorite one. That's definitely my favorite.
That one's great. I'm also a big fan of Ed Wood.
Of what?
It's Ed Wood. Have you seen it?
I don't know. I don't even know it.
It's great. It's about Ed Wood. The director made Plan 9 from Outer Space. And the cast is great.
That's the Lost Souls Room.
It's got...
room for ghosts that have been exorcised.
What's his name? Johnny Depp. As Ed Wood.
That's death.
Bill Murray's in it.
That sounds really good.
It's great. It's all black white.
Yeah.
It's great. But for me, I don't know. I would say it's maybe between those three. But then also, Batman Returns is amazing, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Boy, this place just gets weirder and weirder.
Yeah, he was on fire in the 90s, man.
Totally.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, all those later Johnny Depp movies are... No me gusta.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Did Tim Burton do What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No.
Oh.
How long are you supposed to
be? You can tell because Johnny Depp isn't wearing a top hat. He might have done Benny and June, though. I don't know. I do have
He just signed on for Benny. He was some other guy that did the June part of that movie. Help is needed, deserved, and available. Actually, are you available? No. I think my brother watched that one. My brother and his wife watched that one last year.
We're very unhappy.
And I...
You did.
Gearing up for my nephew's birth. His name's Benny.
Oh, nice.
They watched Benny in June. Or maybe, I guess, after he's born, because we didn't have the name until then. Found out it's a favorite of one of their friends. But, as it turns out, I don't think Johnny Depp is Benny or June in it. I think it's like that lady and maybe her brother are the things, and he has another name.
Oh, and he's just like a side character?
Yeah. I mean, he's involved, but it's just, even though you think of him and that woman.
Haunted houses aren't easy to come by. Yeah. Quite better, I heard. Tore your faces right off. It obviously doesn't do any good.
Yeah, it's always funny when there's like a movie like that where the most memorable part is like a side character.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I'm trying to think of other movies like that. There's a lot of them.
Yeah, totally. There are.
I gotta go. I thought about that as soon as I said it, but this lady used to always scare me because she had this. Her throat is slit and she'd smoke, and then the smoke comes out of the bottom of her neck.
It's unsettling.
What do you mean?
Look, here it comes.
Honestly, this is a movie where the side character is the most memorable character. Rather than have you stumble on, like, Beetlejuice doesn't come in until, like,
it is a long time for him being the title character.
But he's kind of like the main character, though.
Totally. Well, he's like. That's real interesting. Claimed he could get rid of
the living. Wow, the stars are so nice out here. Yeah. They really weren't kidding. Starlight.
Totally. They didn't bury the lead. It's right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And I in particular, really like it when it's like raining a little bit and you're in your car, and then off in the distance you can see like lightning and stuff.
Oh, nice.
It's beautiful. Such a great time. Well, how do we contact you if we need you again?
I'm realizing I was really scared of most of this movie. Most parts. Like that part where she smokes and disappears.
Mm-hmm.
Will you hand me that ice cream? We can do this. Come on. Or did you want this extra ice cream?
I don't want it either.
Alright, I'm gonna eat it then.
You should eat it.
Doubling down.
You're the one that made it happen. Yeah, that was good.
I was like, just give me the ice cream. And she's like,
we all know it.
And she's like looking around, like, is it okay? And the guy started laughing.
Hey, come here. When I went to the drive-in this weekend, so I went up to Shelbyville. Hey, come here. At the Skyline up there, they had a festival Friday and Saturday night where they showed like 5 or 6 movies each night, and people were camping out and stuff. I came in for a refill on popcorn, and the young fellow who was helping me out was filling up, and his like coworker buddy, they're the same age, they're probably like 16, 17.
Mm-hmm.
His coworker buddy was like, did you charge him? And he was like, no. He was like, what are you talking about, man? And then while giving me the popcorn, he decided to say like, shush, 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 I don't know what he's talking about. It was real sweet. Max, you've got to come up here. Such a nice thing to do. And a hilarious way to do it.
Yeah.
Do you think Skyline or Starlight came first? It's kind of like just a minute, Max. The same name.
Okay, I gotta go. Well, it feels real similar.
Yeah.
But I guess what it's getting at.
Max, it's wait.
Well, I guess not on Skyline. The line of the sky. I was thinking of like a city skyline?
Yeah.
But I guess it doesn't have to be in the city.
Yeah, that's true. I guess there's skylines all over the place. Yeah.
For sure. Keith,
Lydia, it's got to get so boring. I had Maxie Dean on the phone, honey. Dad's found a way of making some money while I relax. So would you scram?
Your mother's going to kill you when she sees you. Bob Dylan's the only guy to specify. Everyone just assumes you're saying a city skyline, but Bob Dylan is like really making sure you know.
Yeah. That's my favorite album is. I haven't ever listened to a whole lot of his stuff, but I've listened to that one quite a bit.
I think it's the Nashville.
Yeah.
Nashville. I'm not sure though.
Cut it out.
So as to be perfectly honest, I didn't get a chance to listen to the link that you shared.
That's okay.
I listened to it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Do you have any thoughts?
I listened. Well, okay. I think it's really good.
Hey, thanks, buddy. 125
years feeling like only one.
It's catchy, apparently.
It is. It is.
Hey, thanks, man.
It's catchy and groovy, and it kind of reminds me of, like, I was thinking of both of Paul McCartney and Paul Simon.
Fantastic.
Paul and Paul.
Yeah. Paul and Paul.
Did they ever work together?
Lewis would know. But I don't.
I don't. But yeah, there's kind of like it's groovy.
Hmm.
And like it has fun bass and fun melody. And I was walking the subway listening to it. It was making me happy.
Wow. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey.
Do you think it influenced your subway order?
I always get the same thing, but I did get a much bigger sandwich than usual.
Wow. Like twice the size as
usual? Yeah.
Are you roughly?
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I totally appreciate that. I would have been scared out of my wits.
You're not gross. Why are you wearing sheets? We're practicing.
You can see us without the sheets. Well, how is it that you see us and nobody else can?
Because I'm goth.
Well, I read through that handbook for the recently deceased. It says, live.
Where did you guys record?
We recorded in Montreal to start out with. Yeah. We've made our last two records. This is our third record we've made up there. We are buddies now with Mark Lawson, who's a producer up there and engineer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
who's he worked with? Should we know him?
You might know of him. What we've been saying recently is like, let's see. Well, we first found out about him because of the Unicorns.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he was involved with that group, and then he then went on to like Arcade Fire and stuff.
Excellent.
Yeah, he's worked with like Peter Gabriel. And
excellent.
Colin Stetson.
That's probably why I was getting that kind of like Paul McCartney kind of vibe.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel's right up there with Paul and Paul.
Yeah. And Peter. You guys really Paul and Peter. Wow.
Yeah.
Biblical guys.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I better go.
Yeah. So we went up there again with him. We started the record there. And then we got the bed tracks and some overdubbing done up there. And then we took it down here and we recorded all the vocals at Primary Sound, which used to be Farm Fresh.
Can you guys do any tricks to prove
what do you make of Montreal as a city?
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. It's great. I'd like to spend some more time up there. Every time we go up there, it's just to record a record.
Right.
So we've been meaning to go back for a while and like play a couple shows and stuff.
Oh, nice. That would be awesome.
Yeah. It'd also be nice to go there when it isn't the winter. Because a lot of times, you know, actually, the first record was in... how did it work out? I guess the first one was like late January. And then the second one was February, and then this last one was March. Mm. So we're slowly...
You're creeping towards the summer record.
Yes. Yeah,
it's a long winter.
Oh my God. It sure is. Mid or late March, it was still full of snow.
She's got photos, Barbara.
That mechanical contraption on there reminded me of Wild Wild West. You guys remember who directed Wild Wild West? I don't think it was Tim Burton, but...
No.
You know what?
Was it Kevin Kline?
I think it was like... I think it was the dude who did Avatar.
James Cameron? I don't know about that.
It was James Cameron did Wild Wild West.
I think going from Titanic to Wild Wild West would be crazy.
I don't know his name.
What else did he do?
He did that one Superman movie.
The one
from around that time.
The one that was like really boring?
I think so.
Oh, here comes Beetlejuice.
Whoa, baby.
What happened? I think we're in the model.
Oh. This part used to scare me so much. With the, like, the, when, or how they can just pull up the...
The AstroTurf?
Something about pulling up the AstroTurf creeped me out or something. This is such a wonderfully inventive movie. They have so many different...
Totally.
I was just thinking, like, they don't make good PG movies anymore.
I just think maybe you just don't watch them.
Well, that's part of it, yeah. But
you didn't even watch this one.
Yeah,
no, you don't watch any of them. You have all these movies opinion. Miles is always saying, they just don't make movies like they used to. And then the next sentence he'll say, I've never seen any movies, and I still don't watch them. That's pretty much what he says all the time.
Damn, man.
Alex, you're on fire tonight. That union meeting got you all riled up.
Yeah, man.
I still don't know what I'm going to vote. If I'm going to vote yes or no, I still don't know.
Dude, vote no.
I'm going to vote... I have to vote in like 30 minutes. I think I'm going to vote yes.
You're going to vote yes?
I don't know.
Okay.
I feel like that's more positive. Yes is more positive than no.
Hey, you like how yes feels.
Yeah. It's good in the mouth.
I'm going to decide at the very last second.
That's fine. Didn't have to, but you pick me. It makes me want to kiss you guys. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. All right. Let's get out of here. I got a card around here somewhere. Here. Who do I have to kill? Here, hold that for me.
I knew guys like that back in the day.
Really?
That just would have a mouse in their pocket. You remember guys like that? They don't make guys like that anymore.
That's true.
The guy with the mouse in his pocket.
I think we could safely say that. I'm really gonna have to get to know you guys. You know, we gotta get closer. Move in with you for a while. Get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying? See that guy for later. My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead. Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think? You think I'm qualified?
Dude, he's so cool. Well,
yeah.
This is like...
Oh, hey, no, you're asking me. It's gonna be scary.
Oh, this part is... Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Who's the actor who plays Beetlejuice?
Sure, talk amongst yourself.
It's,
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Yeah. He really stretches, you know?
No, it's Michael Keaton.
Yeah, it's Michael Keaton.
Hi, I'm Michael Caine.
I am Michael Keaton.
I'm Michael Keaton. Hi, hello. My name's Beetlejuice. Don't say my name three times, Beetlejuice.
We're like peas in a pod, the three of us. Let's face it, you want somebody out of the house. I want to get somebody out of your house. Come, look, we've been to Saturn. Hey, I've been to Saturn.
Dude, but he played Batman. Didn't he play Batman?
Totally.
He was Johnny Depp before Johnny Depp, as far as a muse for Tim Burton.
Yes, totally. I never even put it together that he is in all three of those movies with him.
What, Batman Returns? Batman?
Not Batman Begins.
No. Returns. And this one. Though I sort of think of this movie as like separate from anything else. Like I never really think of Tim Burton with this movie.
Yeah.
I don't think of anybody outside of doing things outside of this movie.
Yeah, it's like you Like, you forget you that's Michael Keaton. Yep. You forget that it's even a movie. It's so right. Good.
Totally.
I just feel scared.
Nice fucking model!
Oh, yeah, I love that part. Besides, I'm not exposing that little girl to that pervert. Yeah, he said the F word. This movie is rated PG.
I'm going to have to write that down because if we broadcast that.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Hey, it's in Beetlejuice.
Mm-hmm.
If yeah, it's in PG, it's
I've
PG.
I thought it was a PG kind of dude.
Does this predate the rating of PG-13?
No, I don't think so.
Because it used to be PG was like, there was just R and PG and G.
Totally.
So like, stuff could go down in a PG movie. You really have no warning.
For sure.
Yeah, I think you can see full frontal in the 70s in PG.
Yeah, there's like, I remember seeing boobs in a PG movie and being alarmed.
Oh, yeah.
In a good way, because
sure, exactly,
I was a little
right.
boy.
Alarms went off.
But
personal alarms.
It was like Airplane or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Correct.
Well, I think it was Steven Spielberg, maybe? It was some director who they made a movie. And they wanted to give it an R, and then they're like, but how about PG-13?
I thought Gremlins had a part to play, too.
Oh, maybe. Joe Dante?
It's a little private joke that Lydia and I share. It's not a joke. Yes, it is. Just
Joe
today,
Dante?
Yeah. He's the guy who made that movie.
That's a pretty cool name.
It is a cool name.
He sounds like a guy that would make a horror film.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
He sounds like he wears a bolo tie and hangs out in the shadows. Joe Dante.
I just saw him in a documentary I was watching, and he definitely did not look how I expected him to look.
Really? What does he look like?
He's just a lot more put together.
Huh.
Yeah, just sort of like an average, you know,
Joe.
Oh,
shit.
An established Joe, for sure.
This part of this movie always made me cringe. I felt like cringe for them. You know?
Yeah.
Because they're all forced to dance, but they're like embarrassed about it.
Also, are you doing this? All night gonna drink the rum.
Dick Cavett's in here. That's great.
Which is him?
He's the guest that's there in the corner. He's that, you know, in the left-hand corner.
That guy?
Not that guy. You know, interviewer from the 70s and beyond.
What is it?
He was an interviewer. Dick Cavett? Yeah. Oh, and he was in... Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors.
Which you saw here. Did you see Dream Warriors at the Star Line?
At the Skyline.
The Skyline.
Yes. Yeah, that was the second movie. Watched Chopping Mall first, and then ended with The Fog.
Okay. Rate them.
Rate them?
Yeah, what order are the best?
Oh, okay.
Order them and rank them, I mean.
I mean, I enjoyed The Fog the most.
You did?
Yeah, for sure. It's just got a great feeling to it. It's John Carpenter.
Yeah.
So it's got a cool soundtrack.
That's who did Wild West.
Carpenter. Jay Carpenter.
Oh, that part's funny.
That's a scary part.
So Fog was number one?
Fog was number one, yes. I mean, really, I guess the reverse order I watched them in. And then Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors was two.
Our friend Ivan loves Dream Warriors.
Really?
Yeah, they were talking about it a lot last year. But, yeah, I think that's one of the best Nightmare on Elm Street movies.
I think, yeah. A number of people really think of it as the best. It was good.
And then you didn't really like Chopping Mall?
I enjoyed it. No, I enjoyed it for sure. I thought it was real fun. But if I'm going to rank them, yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, also, for a horror movie, potentially. There's like no scares in it. The robots are slow and they are not intimidating. Who kill the kill bots actually as they're billed. Yeah. Yeah, they're just sort of funny.
Yeah, we watched that on Spencer's birthday last year, which was around this time.
Oh,
it was projected on the garage.
Fantastic. That's definitely a good one to project on the side of the garage. Totally. That'd be a hell of a time. You guys ever project anything?
Yeah, yeah. Besides my insecurities and paranoia, no, I don't have a projector.
Yeah,
do you?
I have a.
Oh yeah, we did YouTube night.
Oh, that's
one time at a Laughing Gas show. I had a what's it called? A transparency projector, an overhead projector.
Oh yeah.
And I had a transparency, and I also put worms on it, so the worms
live action,
like squiggled around.
Cool.
Yeah, I think projection technology is really powerful. I think more people should take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's real effective.
What are you known to project?
Oh. I've thought about a projector. I've thought about a tiny projector for a long time.
Yeah.
If you insist on frightening people, Glenn has a tiny little projector. He was showing me one time. And I just thought, like, that'd be a great thing to have in your car. And, like, a little portable speaker or something. And then if any time you needed it.
You were at the drive-in.
Yeah.
You're at the drive-in all the time.
Emergency drive-in.
I've never heard of anyone doing that. That's a really cool idea.
Hey, man. And then I was talking about it again recently with Asia and Josh of Cicada Cinema. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She was thinking about maybe getting some little mobile rig like that just for the couple times where it's like not an official event, I think, for them, or just something
sort of a guerrilla style
drive-in
screening.
Yep, bingo, totally
guerrilla style.
You could just,
that's how I like my fries.
You just drive around projecting.
Projecting.
What if you're just driving around the town and projecting,
you know what,
on everything?
What if you followed a big truck?
Oh yeah.
And you just projected on it the whole time.
Yeah, like on the highway.
Yeah, right. A moving drive-in. A drive-through?
A drive-out.
Yeah, drive-out.
A drive-by.
That's a different thing. A drive-in.
A cult literature. I'll steal it. That's what he's thinking.
That guy's a real goof.
Yeah. I would never steal a book.
Really?
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. If I was at dinner at someone's house, I would not steal a piece of occult literature from their attic.
Oh. Even if you didn't like them?
Yeah, I don't think I would, no.
Is that because you don't want to mess with the occult?
Yeah.
Would you steal a book if it fed your family of four?
Is that because the book is made of rice paper? Or because...
It's because your family of four is hungry for knowledge.
Oh, I get you. Okay. Yes, I would.
I guess you gotta do what you gotta do. I can't remember if I was afraid of the snake part or not. Can you remember if you were?
It seems like something you would have been afraid of based on all the other things you've been afraid of.
Yeah. This one's real shadowy compared to the other ones. Like, it's a lot in the shadows, and that's just scary in itself.
I think I wasn't scared of the snake because it was, like, a little too claymation vibe.
Okay.
We come for your daughter, Chuck.
Great animation. When I was a kid, I received a copy of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Which one?
Willy Wonka, as opposed to Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
The book.
Okay. Well, so that's the name of the book and that one from Tim Burton.
Oh, okay.
Oh. Yeah.
No, I received a tape of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And I enjoyed it. I probably was on an edge, but I remember just being fine with it until Violet Beauregard turned into like a big blueberry. And when they said they were going to juice her, I was like, it's over. I'm stopping this tape. I'm returning this present. I give it back to my aunt. Later on, I'd love that movie, but that in that moment I couldn't handle it.
The only one I think I can deal with. Yeah, that movie's cool because they're like really mean to little kids.
Yeah. I definitely think there needs to be some of that in entertainment.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also a good lesson for like, you know, for parents and stuff. You watch out with your kid and they can be like, see, I'm not doing that to you.
Right. Don't be a glutton. Don't chew gum.
Do all those things. And, you know, depending on how far you go with it, I'll issue out some, you know, I don't know, life lessons or discipline or something like that. But I won't go that far. I won't drop you down. I won't, like, transform you into a TV signal.
I'm not gonna shoot you through a fudge tunnel.
No. Not at all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I moved.
Adam, why did you build that?
I didn't.
She's like, why'd you build the strip club in your model? But he didn't build it.
He didn't, no.
It's like a haunted, tiny fake strip club.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys remember that movie Monkey Bone?
Yeah.
Yep, with Chris Kattan. Yep.
Yeah. No, it was Brendan Fraser.
And Chris Kattan.
Oh, yeah. Chris Kattan was in it.
I don't think you remember it.
No, I guess not.
You were asking us just so we could fill you in.
He hasn't seen it.
Another movie, I haven't seen it.
He just knows it exists.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
No, have you seen it?
No, I've seen Monkey Bone.
Okay. I actually haven't seen it. I know of it.
Like it's yours, aesthetically similar to this, but not as good.
I believe it.
Coach, where's the men's room?
Yeah.
I mean, it starts right there with the cast. It doesn't have Gina Davis, Alec Baldwin, or Michael Keaton.
No.
Brendan Fraser and Chris Kattan. Chris Kattan's number two. Are you kidding?
Where does this take place? Like,
maybe this was all
any town,
bad.
USA.
I think, yeah.
I think that's what they're generally going for. Oh, but I think Charles they do make mention. Well, they move out of the city.
Yeah.
There's a covered bridge.
Yeah.
Are they upstate? Yeah,
I think it's upstate. It's supposed to be upstate New York.
So, I'm not sure that this is the right environment for Lydia. Snakes? Ghosts?
You've got other things to worry about. Maxie Dean is coming up here tonight.
Have you guys gotten to the point in your age where you start seeing like actors that you saw as a kid that you wouldn't think necessarily were attractive, but then you're like, if I knew them at this age, they would be like amazing. Like, it would be amazing to know them or like date them at this time.
I was just thinking how Foxy Catherine O'Hara was.
Yeah, totally. And it's
so
funny,
like,
too.
You, oh, yeah, continue.
Only because Catherine O'Hara, in a lot of things, is either, like, super, like, goofy, or in a couple roles plays it, like, real straight, like in Home Alone.
Yeah.
This is one where, yeah, it's just a little different, and it gives you a different perspective. But yes. All right, we're on the same page there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Well, I'm also at the age where, like, the main husband and wife character, I feel like I'm their age. Like, I feel like they're meant to be, like, a newlywed couple.
Totally.
Like, and when I was a kid, they looked impossibly old to me.
Of course. Well, they do get impossibly old at the end.
Yeah.
Like, they're falling apart. You can't fall apart and be that age.
I hate it when her jaw falls off and he picks it up.
It's pretty crazy.
I'll go first.
Yeah.
Oh, in this part where he stretches his face out? Yeah, it's weird when you get older, you're like, yeah, you're like, oh, like these people are probably younger than me in this movie.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not bad, not bad. Now you, go ahead.
What does she do? I don't remember. Oh. Oh, the tongue with the eyeballs on it.
Oh, yeah. I might have had that toy as well.
I had this toy, actually.
Yeah.
I did have that toy.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, that's a good toy.
You look great.
Man. Now, just think about toys from this movie.
And don't forget the
seems amazing.
And the
yeah, like, it's
handbook.
Not really that commercial of a movie.
No.
But
yeah,
they
that's
toys
why it's, like,
it. Yeah.
Crazy to have toys. And, yeah, they just such cool toys.
Coach?
What?
I don't think we made it.
I don't think we survived that crash.
How did you guess?
Oh, that's a good joke.
Mrs. Maitland?
I like the Hello. Idea of calling somebody coach.
How are you?
Like, that's
yeah.
not your coach.
Yeah.
You're pretending like they're your coach. That's a pretty good guy.
Yeah. That's just fun, too. It's nice calling people coach that aren't your coach. Lewis's you know, wife, my sister-in-law.
Yeah?
Her nickname's Coach.
Oh, really?
Yeah, totally. Call her Coach sometimes.
You know, that's awesome.
Uh-huh.
You look like somebody I can relate to.
Why is that?
Maybe you could help me get out of here.
Were they a coach?
We just, I think that was, we took a walkabout. I think that's where it started, where we hit all of the beeline. Including like Pier Creek Trail and all that. And I think we just started calling her coach on that one. I can't remember how it started up. We also talked about how we all had nicknames between us and she didn't have a nickname within that realm. So she needed a nickname. I think that's how it all started up. I don't know. I'm going to have to come back with Lewis and he can explain why her name is Coach.
What's your nickname in that world?
Mad Dog. Yeah.
What's Lewis's nickname in the world?
Squeege.
Squeege.
Yep.
I'm going to have to snip all that out in the radio edit.
What did he say?
Yeah. He said hell and shit. And I'm going to snip that part out, too.
You say sniff it out?
Sniff it.
Sniff. I meant to say snip, but I might have.
Okay.
I'll sniff it out when I'm listening.
You're right, of course. I don't know what you're saying. Do you ever just censor things?
Not yet, because we've only done like two episodes of it.
Oh, of course.
But yeah, I know Mike and Adam. No.
Mike. Jared and Cheek.
Yeah, Mike and Adam, Jared and Cheek. I know on that show they sometimes take a censorship type approach.
Yeah,
I don't know. Why have I never just called him Cheek?
Oh,
that's
yeah,
so
man,
funny.
You can. He's got an interesting name.
Yeah.
Jared P. Cheek. And the P is for Preston.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know the middle name.
Mm-hmm. Alex doesn't have a middle name.
Is it an airplane?
Yeah, that's gotta be.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's moving
like
and
this
flashing.
This would be a great place to see a UFO.
Oh, this would be an amazing place. That'd be a hell of a story.
Oh, Adam.
Adam, I can't go slow.
Everyone would see it.
I like that little girl.
A lot, I feel like a lot of times in movies, if it, like a monster will be actually at a drive-in movie theater, right? Yeah. Like it'd be a good,
yes.
That'd be good for an alien to burst through the screen.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Drive-in is appropriate for so many different things.
Have you seen? Have you seen Hubie Halloween? Have you seen Hubie?
No, because
you
I meant
seen
to.
Hubie Halloween?
No, because I meant to watch it with Lewis, and then the season ran up, and I haven't watched it since. No, we need to.
You have to watch this, Hubie Halloween, yes, this season.
I will.
There's a good drive-in movie theater scene in Hubie.
We're dead.
Awesome.
I want to be dead too. No. Lydia. Easier.
Have you seen Hubie Halloween? I put it on once while I was doing something else.
You never watched it?
I haven't watched it. Yeah.
You haven't actively watched it.
I know you really like it.
What do you mean better? Well, we've decided that we're going to invite you and your family.
Do you guys need a drink or a apple?
Yeah.
Or both?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
I would take, yeah.
This is a presentation. It requires a sense of occasion, a sense of style. So big, how are we gonna get it out?
You're not sectional. Get it both ends.
Wait. Careful. Okay. No.
I'm assuming neither of you like IPAs.
I like IPA.
Okay. Yeah. This is an IPA from
We've got Ed Cornwall and the Wax Museum dedicated to 50 great moments of the paranormal.
Sure. Thank you.
Here in Thanksgiving Park.
And then
you must remember.
Seltzer.
He's the genius who gave us the talking Marcel Marceau statue. It was a
seltzer. Do you want a seltzer or a berry
and
cider?
Deacon is on its knees to sponsor the insect.
Seltzer's
soup.
Non-alcoholic.
Here, in the old
I should probably
store.
Take the seltzer.
Are you
we
sure?
We can't lose.
No. But
here, I'll take the seltzer. You
hey,
drink.
Thanks,
you
dude.
Have a libation, sir.
Well,
Lydia,
Alice,
you finally decided to join us.
Yeah, I'll take
a
sip of
this.
It's tall.
It is tall. An apple?
Thank you so
stretch,
much.
Yep.
And to invite and, our friends.
Another apple?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I don't. That one
what
might,
kind of apples are these?
So
Charles,
they're either
we're here to see
envy
some ghosts.
Or...
They're not here.
No, man. That's how I rung them up.
Every time she
or
says
ambrosia,
that,
I think,
and,
is the other one.
Some wild creature tries to kill us.
Wait, is this the designer apple?
No, really.
Were you telling me about a designer
You're thinking
apple?
Of Honeycrisp.
Were you telling me about that?
We were, me and Patrick were telling you about Honeycrisp, and we were telling you about Zapples.
Oh.
So is that the one from Fantastic Mr. Fox?
We have.
I don't know.
Otho.
So, is Gayla a poopy apple?
Are we still here, Otho?
No, I think it's fine.
Yeah.
What's a
it's
poopy
just
apple?
Like,
I mean, I'm just kidding. Is Gayla also ironically named? Like, Red Delicious isn't that delicious. Gayla isn't really that fancy.
You can see the moon peeking out over there behind the tree.
Yeah, the moon's been crazy.
It was so big last night.
It's been super bright, too.
Yeah, it's so
Friday and Saturday was nuts.
This whole fall has been like a picture-perfect fall.
I know.
Yeah. And of course my
I'll
advice, as per my poem, is to eat the whole thing. So recently what I've been doing, I've been eating from the bottom to the top.
Oh,
what?
I like that.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah,
but again, also, if you're going to do it, yeah, you want to eat it all as is, so like you end with some really good bites, which you're also afforded that. It's a fool's errand to eat it all around the core and then eat the core. It's not fun.
Hands vermilion, start of fire, bright cotillion, raven's dive.
What do you make of the bottom of the apple? Like the little blossom.
I love those little nubs.
Let now the dead come alive.
I've eaten, you know, a lot of apples in my life, and I, yeah, probably the little nubbins or whatever.
Barbara?
Always sort of a treat at the end of things.
Sudden thunder pierces night. This magic wonder, mad of fright, rives asunder man's delight.
I've always been a fan of skin, though, also. Like apple skin.
Rise to be.
God, this apple is really refreshing.
Yeah, this is really a remarkable delicious. Apple.
Hmm. What kind is it, you said?
Either Envy, or I think Ambrosia. Probably Envy. I got more Envies.
You ever listen to that band Ambrosia?
No.
Stop it!
What kind of band are they?
No.
As flies the lizard,
they kind of like Hall & Oates, I think.
As goblin visit at the spell, the buried, dead, and slain rise again.
It's crazy, we're already here in the movie.
Is this the end?
Yeah. It's the beginning of the end.
So scary.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
She's like falling apart. He's
they're
like,
they're dying.
He's like, what'd I do? Oh, what'd I do?
They can't do a thing.
That's not true. Look at them.
That's enough now. Can you stop this? Otho. It's too late, Charles. I'm sorry.
What's a favorite Halloween time movie for y'all? Besides Hubie Halloween.
Help them, please.
I like that movie House.
Sure.
House.
Oh, yeah, that one's great.
You gotta help me.
What?
Look, I want you to
become
an illegal alien, okay? I want out for good. In order for me to do that, hey, I gotta get married.
Well.
Hey, these aren't my rules. Got to think of it, I don't have any rules.
I'm a big fan of The Shining. And that's, but it's a little bit long and sometimes heavy for like, I wouldn't necessarily think of that as like a go-to Halloween movie outside of like maybe watching a scary movie on Halloween itself.
Yeah.
let me think.
Beetlejuice.
I feel like The Shining kind of is like this movie where it like just kind of exists in its own world to me.
Like it's not a Halloween movie to
yeah,
you?
I don't think of, I don't really think of Beetlejuice as like a Halloween movie. And I don't really think of The Shining as a Halloween movie, even though they both have like, they both have like these like occult themes or whatever.
Yeah. I would say Beetlejuice is like the perfect Halloween movie. As far as like, it's got a couple things that are scary, a lot of laughs, easy to watch with a group. Visually, it's amazing. And real moody, also.
Well, that's what's great about Hubie Halloween is like,
Just keep going. Just
yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't wait to hear what you say next.
It's like, it's not a horror movie, and it's Halloween themed. So it's kind of like this, where it just feels good to watch this time of year.
Sure.
It's kind of like a watching a Christmas movie. It's kind of like a Christmas movie, but it's instead of Christmas, it's Halloween.
I won't do two shows.
You know what I mean?
You know, that's an interesting thing about A Christmas Carol. It's about ghosts. And it's sort of like a ghost story.
Yeah, and it is kind of scary.
Yes, certain versions are definitely scary.
Not so fast, brown boy. We're gonna have
But this movie has no mention of Halloween.
No.
Yeah, it seems to take place in the summer.
It takes place in the summer.
Yeah, good boy.
But so does, like, Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
There's all kinds of great, like, summer camp horror movies. Most horror movies take place in the summer, I think.
Yeah. Most movies that you watch around Halloween, you're welcome in our house, don't take place around Halloween. In the meantime, Halloween does.
Yeah.
But they're, I mean, that's up front.
And you'd be Halloween.
Yeah.
Which is basically like a Christmas story.
Yeah.
It's like a Christmas story, but for Halloween.
Exactly. If you guys chose to dress up like somebody from this movie for Halloween, who would you? Which character would you want to dress up like?
Would you? I think Beetlejuice. But in the movie, does Beetlejuice ever wear that suit? That like striped suit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did that already happen?
Yep.
Okay.
When there was just a scene where he was all in stripes. When he was like the big top or whatever.
This part's pretty cool.
Oh yeah.
Who would you dress up as?
Beetlejuice?
I mean, Beetlejuice is a great call. He's got a few different looks. Like, him as the groom is pretty awesome. And I think I've seen that a time or two from people.
What about that guy?
Yes, I would also like to be the minister.
I've never seen anyone dress as that guy. You could make like a big paper mache head or something. Maybe I should answer for her. Okay. I'm Lydia Dietz. What about the man next to me is the one I want. You ask me, I'm answering. What about the flat guy too? Like that would be good.
That'd be awesome.
Or the shrunken head guy.
Mm-hmm. You probably have to like make some big shoulders.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Uh-huh. If you made shoulders and then put the little shrunken head on top.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I often like to think of costumes in like combinations or groups and stuff. Because I'm definitely under the opinion that if you get more people together on a costume, exponentially it gets better and better.
What's one of the biggest like group costumes you've done?
Well, one I've been thinking about for a long time. Probably, for a group, it's only been a few people. Probably no more than three or four at a time. But one I've been thinking about for a while is... Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem. Because I find that me and some buddies could just pull off like real world version of the characters.
I'm not familiar with that character.
The Muppets, right? It's the band. Pardon?
It's the Muppets band.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, so
that's awesome. Past, yeah, when I had like some longer hair and longer beard, being Dr. T, Lewis would be the saxophone player. David Woodruff would be the bass player. What we were just talking about, like in the last couple weeks, was who do we find for Animal? We talked about who do we talk about? We were trying to think if we could get Casey in there, and we thought about I don't know what her name is, unfortunately. But Joni, yeah, like the guitar player.
That really attractive Muppet.
Yeah. Exactly. That one I could just determine when I was a kid. I didn't need 20 years after that.
You didn't have to
grow
up first.
We were talking about how Chris Hann would probably be perfect for that role. She sort of has that sort of general thing going on.
Yeah.
And then I think that's it. Maybe it's just a five piece. 5-piece, 6-piece. So actually,
would you actually play the songs?
Yeah, it'd be awesome learning songs. Well, then we have to be the instruments and stuff. Maybe. 3:30,
I guess. It would be good if just like everyone we knew dressed as Muppets.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That would be a really good idea.
That'd be awesome. Well, totally.
Did you get the paints?
Yes, and I took pictures of the new town hall for you too.
And when you get Sesame Street and Fraggle Rock in the mix, it could literally just be everyone we know.
Everyone just is gonna wear like wigs and fur.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta have a Muppet party.
Do you remember the movie Muppets in Space?
Yeah. For sure.
Adam, you never got an A in science.
Wait, that movie's awesome.
So something happened. She's their daughter now?
Come on.
Not daughter, but they all live in the same house.
Okay.
Somehow she managed to, like, scare off her parents or something. And now it's just all of them living in this house.
Little Harry Belafonte action.
Yeah, man. Yep, this is a great song. Oh, yeah.
This thing reads like stereo instructions.
Okay, they're still here.
Like an A in the math test.
He likes it.
And they're all like more, they've all become more kind of groovy and relaxed people.
Totally.
And because they interface with their shadow side.
Yeah.
And they came to terms with their darkness, and now they're more fun.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
One thing that's remarkable about this apple eating technique,
yeah,
the apple's so much more filling.
Totally.
Like when you
eat the whole thing,
yeah,
instead of throwing half of it away.
Yes, exactly. Well, and what I like about it, too, is that you have to think a lot less. Whereas when you're eating around the core, you're always, like, negotiating, how am I going to get my little teeth in there to get that little bit? Whereas this,
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, you don't have to, like, there's no strategic rotating. Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you're not left with a mess in your hand, too.
Pardon me. Did you do that? Very nice work. Let me ask you something. How do you get them down so small? Hey, there goes Elvis!
Yo, okay. Got it.
Good thing. I gotta do a photo shoot for KQ in about an hour and a half. They're living after me for months. Doing some kind of underwear deal. I don't know what. Whoa, hey, what are you doing? Hey, stop it! Hey, you're messing up here! Come on! Whoa! Whoa! Stop it! Whoa! Hey, this might be a good look for me.
That is.
Jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line. Watch your body on time.
Okay, I believe you.
This is an excellent karaoke song.
Oh, I mean, it's my go-to.
Nice.
Yeah, totally.
Really?
Yeah, for real. Yeah, I learned about that from Dave Walter,
who
was an expert karaoke host and singer.
Yeah, he's seen them all too.
Yeah, he sure has. Exactly. Yeah, he was the one who hit me to it, and yeah, it just always works. Not only is it a great song, but then people know about it from this film, and it makes them think about that, and it's like got the it's great.
Yeah, it's just a happy, fun song, you know, like,
yeah, for sure.
Gets people dancing.
Yep, sure does.
I didn't end up even opening the huge IPA.
Oh,
which I think is okay.
Yeah,
I think that would have done me. I think it would have done me in.
Oh, Danny Elfman.
Yeah. Totally.
Dude, Danny Elfman. Thoughts?
Are
you pro Danny?
Yeah, I've never even heard anyone to be anti Danny.
Yeah. I don't know.
Is that a thing?
No.
I'm pro.
I was just, are you a fan?
I haven't listened to much Oingo Boingo or anything, so I don't know his music outside of his scores too much.
Yeah.
But his scores are great. Yeah, he does great with music for movies.
Oingo Boingo is great, too. Really fun.
Seems that way. What little I know about him.
Is he like, he's like covered in tattoos now, I think. But it's like he got them all like last year or something. So it looks very strange. Yeah, it looks really strange on his body. Like,
wow.
Like an old person with like fresh tattoos always looks kind of weird.
Yeah.
Oh, that was Alec Baldwin?
You didn't know that?
No, I didn't realize that at all.
I said his name a few times.
Oh.
But that's fine. J.J. Saunders.
Even after his fall from grace, I still like Alec Baldwin.
Even after he killed that person?
Well, I mean, just like I still like him on 30 Rock. I don't know.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
It's hard not to like the guy, you know? I mean, I guess now it's a little easier.
It's easier than ever. Yeah.
Easier than ever, that's for sure. But yeah, it's... Yeah, I mean, watching him in this, and yeah, 30 Rock, and so many terrific things he's been a part of. I haven't thought about it till now, but one of the best parts about a drive-in is that when the credits start rolling, there's no lights to go up.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, oh, it's just nice out here to just sit under the stars.
Yeah. Well, that's a beautiful thing, too. Yeah, when it's done with you, just... Taking the great outdoors.
Yeah, dude, it's super nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. So you had never been here before?
No. Yeah.
Have you, Alex?
No, I've never seen a movie here.
Wow.
I've been here before. Like, I've come here and walked around.
Okay.
For what purpose?
Snack bar? You wanted one of those?
Yeah, dude, I came here to get the snack bar.
It is. I mean, that is an incredible deal. For this movie to be free, and then for you to be able to get cheap food.
Oh, totally.
The food is, like, ridiculously cheap.
Yeah,
for sure.
I got
for sure.
A corn dog and two ice creams for $3.
Yeah. That was a little bit of a luck of the draw, but...
Yeah. That's true.
Put a corn dog and an ice cream for $3.
Yeah. Yeah,
both
for sure.
Both of those things, $1.50.
Uh-huh. Oh, whoa, we were watching a DVD the whole time.
Yeah,
whoa.
We got the DVD menu up right now.
So what's your favorite scary movie? You're saying, like, maybe The Shining.
I mean, Shining is definitely a favorite of mine. I'm a big fan of The Descent.
Oh, that's super scary.
Yeah. Works on a lot of good levels, too.
Have you seen Barbarian?
No. What is that?
Scary movie that just came out.
Oh, cool. Oh.
There's some element of...
The Descent in there?
Yeah.
I read the synopsis
but
on
I don't
Wikipedia.
Want to know a spoiler.
Cool.
I was biting my nails the whole time.
Hmm.
It's pretty scary.
It's that scary.
But see,
nice.
That's like a pretty recently made movie, right?
The Descent?
Yeah.
I think late aughts, maybe.
Hmm.
So it's got, you know, at least 12 years on it. Maybe 15. I just watched the remake of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, and I really liked that. It was great.
That's cool.
Yeah. There's some, like, real, you know, a couple nice real scares in there. In general, real easy to watch, though. And it's pretty weird, too. And it's got a real nice cast. Yeah, that was cool. I'm going to watch it again. What's your favorite scary movie?
Hellraiser.
Hellraiser?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't even seen it.
Really?
No.
They just made a new one on Hulu that's like, okay.
Yeah.
Did you watch it already?
Yeah.
Everyone's buzzing about it.
It's like I think it's interesting because they made like 13 Hellraiser movies, mm-hmm. and like only like the first two are watchable. Like literally.
Yeah.
Maybe the first three. And then like the first three are like violent and trippy. And then, like, the rest of them just all become, like, detective movies.
Hmm.
It's like they're, like, failed.
That's a funny switch.
Yeah, it's like a failed... There was one that's, like, literally just, like, kind of, like, a failed thriller movie. Hmm. And they just decided to make it a Hellraiser movie after the fact.
Whoa.
So they, like, edited it in.
They just,
like,
dropped in parts with a Hellraiser?
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't,
that was,
like,
an interesting decision. Stuff,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah. Or, like, and, like,
I don't know what he sounds like.
It's more like, I will show you pleasures that no matter, or, like, I will show you such great pain and pleasure, or something like that.
Sounds like Anthony Kiedis.
Yeah.
I like pleasure respect with
that. Yeah. But, like, the new one that they made is, like, decent, but, like, the bar is so low.
Uh-huh.
That, like, the bar is so low that, like, literally, I could have made a better Hellraiser movie than, like, the last eight, you know?
Damn.
But I just, like, I like the kind of, that universe of, like, the scary puzzle.
Yeah.
Wait a second, I gotta see
what
time
it is. Does that have to do with Pandora's Box? Or is that a different movie? Is that Pandora's Box?
Yeah. Yep. It's kind of like it.
Okay.
Or, I don't know. It's, yeah, kind of like this puzzle box they open up, and then, like, chains shoot out of it, and they rip you apart.
Oh.
And it's supposed to feel good, though.
Oh, okay.
Or it feels so bad that it feels
that
good.
Feels good. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty far out.
Well, do we have to get you home so you can vote on your thing?
No, I can do it from my phone, but...
Oh, nice.
I should do it.
I think this has been it's been an unusually good episode.
Yeah.
And an unusually long episode.
Yeah, should we...
Wow, that's so nice.
Yeah, I mean, the movie's over. Yeah, Addison, thanks for taking us here and for supplying us with nourishment.
Yes, thank you so
mentally
much.
Mentally.
My pleasure.
And physically.
I needed this. A nice little getaway.
Yeah.
Wow. Thanks for having me on. This is great.
And the moon is just starting to poke out over the trees. Nice and spooky.
What a look. What a Halloween look.
Yeah.
And so the new Busman's Holiday album will be on Bandcamp by the time anybody hears this.
Yes.
So check that out at busmansholiday.bandcamp.com.
Yes.
Is that
you can just type in busmansholidayband.com.
It
takes
really?
You straight there.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then in November, there's a show at the Buskirk with Ross Gay.
Yes.
Use Your Album release.
Yes.
And also Ross's
book release.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Sunday, November 13th. Please be there because that is the biggest gamble we've ever taken.
Yeah, that is a large room to fill. But I don't doubt that you will. I think it'll be a jolly time.
It'll definitely be a great time.
It's a double release.
Exactly.
Of like two of Bloomington's most beloved artists.
Oh, wow.
So I think you'll pack it. between the two of y'all.
That's the hopes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have fun for sure.
I once saw a dog show there. Anyway.
For another time.